KRN News, I'm John Scott. The latest report on job openings.
The Labor Department says the number of job postings in the country rebounded in October from a 3.5-year low in September. It's a sign that businesses are still seeking workers, even though hiring has cooled. The 5% increase suggests that job gains could pick up in the coming months. However, the latest figure is down significantly by about 1 million job postings from a year ago. The number of people quitting their jobs rose in October, while layoffs tumbled to just 1.6 million. I'm Shelley Adler.
Senator Joe Manchin is calling on President Biden to pardon Donald Trump.
The independent West Virginia senator told CNN, now that President Biden has pardoned his own son, he should also pardon President-elect Donald Trump. He says his advice to Biden would have been, quote, "Why don't you go ahead and pardon Donald Trump for all his charges?" Trump made history in 2024 by becoming the first former president to become a convicted felon and, as a convicted felon, to run for and win re-election. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, a top Federal Reserve official leaning towards supporting an interest rate cut.
Christopher Waller, a key member of the Fed's Board of Governors, notes, however, that evidence of persistent inflation before then could cause him to change that view. Speaking at George Washington University, Waller said he was confident that inflation is headed lower and that the central bank will likely keep reducing its key rate, which affects many consumer and business loans. But he noted that there's a risk that inflation, quote, may be getting stuck above the Fed's 2% target, which would support an argument for keeping the Fed's rate unchanged this month. Jeremy House, Washington.
Trading is mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is down 44 points. The NASDAQ composite ahead 50. This is SRN News. A famous nativity scene needs some help.
The life-size creche has been set up on Chicago's Daley Plaza, just like it has been for the past 40 years. But the whole thing is looking a little worse for wear. 40 Chicago winters have taken their toll on the figures and the manger, and organizers are asking for donations to refurbish everything. They've set up a GoFundMe page for the nativity. They're trying to raise the $40,000 that will be needed to provide repairs and a new coat of paint. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court set to hear arguments on the constitutionality of Tennessee's ban on so-called gender-affirming care for children. The case expected to have a national impact because at least 25 other states have adopted similar laws in recent years. The fight over whether transgender adolescents can access puberty blockers and hormonal treatments, part of a broader effort by parents to keep their kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries before they're adults. This is SRN News. Since it started as a hashtag in 2012, Giving Tuesday has become one of the biggest fundraising days of the year for nonprofits in the U.S. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
Melinda French Gates plans to match $1 million in Giving Tuesday gifts to groups that support women.
We're better off when we give something back, and we all have something to give back.
So for Giving Tuesday, Melinda French Gates says she will match up to $500,000 in donations to the Rosalind Carter Institute for Caregivers and the Vote Mama Foundation. That makes it easier for mothers to hold political office. Through her giving and advocacy, French Gates has championed paid family leave, support for caregivers, and making child care less expensive. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.